Welcome back to WrestleCast Live, episode 164, the show where we have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. I'm your temporary host for the, next couple of months, I guess, until Heavyset gets back from his sabbatical, his wrestling sabbatical. He's all wrestled out. So on this week's show, we're going to get right to it. Start with our panelists. We have Kitty, the First Lady. How's it going?
I'm good. How is everybody doing?
I'm doing well. Relaxed, refreshed from last week. Glad to have you on this week as well. I forgot we're supposed to introduce him first. Whatever. Too bad. Iron Man, Mr. Killer Carpe Diem.
Well, I mean, I believe in equal rights, but the longest resident at the moment, even more so than our current host, longest resident, should maybe be even introduced before the host. But that's just me.
We will consider your arguments for next week. And of course, last but certainly not least, we have the Biohazard.
What's up, old school?
What's up, Bio? All right, let's get back. Let's get straight into it. Get into the news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
And that clip may or may not have been stole from another podcast, which will not be named. All right, first news story. Let's get straight into it.
WWE lead SmackDown Live commentator Mauro Ranallo hasn't been on WWE TV since early March because of depression, and it looks unlikely that he'll return before his contract expires in August. Ranallo is a well-known sufferer of bipolar disorder, which he was first diagnosed with aged 19, and WWE's reported bullying corporate culture, specifically the actions of Mauro's SmackDown Live commentary partner JBL, apparently caused this most recent bout of depression. All but confirming reports he's now done with the company, Ranallo is now taking announcing jobs outside WWE. The first of which being last night for Japanese MMA promotion Rizin, broadcast live on the Fight TV app. Ahead of the show, Ranallo took a shot at SmackDown Live's 19-man commentary booth on Twitter. "I'm so excited to be back. The fact it's only a two-man booth makes me even happier." And then on the actual broadcast, when introducing Jazzy Gabbert, Ranallo made fun of WWE's infamous ban on the phrase professional wrestling. "Professional wrestler, and boy does it feel good to be able to use that term again, turned mixed martial artist for alpha female." Not done there, when promoting his on-air role for this coming weekend's Andre Berto versus Sean Porter fight on Showtime, Mauro tweeted, "You best believe I'll be calling pro wrestling again too." Fist bump emoji. Ranallo's WWE contract expires on the 12th of August, a date the company seemed to be preparing damage limitation for, according to the Wrestling Observer. Ranallo's contract doesn't allow him to give unauthorized interviews on WWE, and the belief is that WWE is working hard to come to a settlement that would include an agreement that he not publicly talk about the issue. The Mauro situation appears to be so irreparable with WWE that Vince McMahon didn't even try moving JBL and Ranallo away from each other in last week's Superstar Shakeup. Instead, the only announcers who made the switch were David Otunga to Raw and Byron Saxton to SmackDown. But Otunga won't actually be making his Monday night commentary.
All right, thank you very much, WrestleTalk TV, for that clip. Mauro Ranallo pretty much done with the company at this point. It's so unfortunate because although he had his cheesy one-liners, I thought he was pretty much one of the best commentators in WWE right now. And that's include, well, I guess the resurgence of JR might be cool too. But yeah, it seems we don't have all the details at this point. I've read on multiple sites and stuff. There was definitely some bullying going on. Specifics we might never know because from what I'm hearing, they're trying to get him to sign an NDA and just give him a settlement and that'll be it. So we might never know the full extent of it. Some people were saying, oh, you know, it was his comment on one of the WWE talk shows. I forget what the name was. What's the one with the...
Bring it to the table.
Yeah, yeah. So he kind of trashed Mauro because Mauro retweeted the fact that Meltzer said he was one of the best commentators or whatever. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? But yeah, it's kind of bringing back all these old stories about JBL, apparently, like, especially with Justin Roberts, who came out with a new book. He was talking about how he got massively bullied. And according to Dave Meltzer, there were several wrestlers that came and talked to him about situations where he was a bully. And we know with that culture with Vince McMahon, it's like the old school kind of thing. It's apparently part of the business, this ribbing stuff. But it's a different culture today, and it's not going to fly today, especially with a guy with mental problems like that, who's known to be bipolar. I mean, it's just to me, it's a cocktail for disaster. Carp, let's get your thoughts first.
Well, it's no surprise JBL's a dick. I mean, he's a wrestler who had to become a commentator because he couldn't wrestle anymore. I'm sure there's a little bitterness still there, but he'll never publicly show it. And you know what? Don't bug the guy with the mental issues, man. I mean, I know I make fun of you all the time, but that's another thing. That's us. You're not on lithium to balance yourself out. You're not severe with it.
Exactly.
You don't do that. Like, who knows? It's live TV. Who knows what the fuck could happen? You don't do that shit anymore. Like, you know what? Grow up. Be an adult.
Yeah, in today's day and age, too, I mean, it's such a different culture. Katie, I want to get your thoughts on this.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, they say it's an old school thing to do, what they did back in the day, but to me, it's not cool now. I mean, they have this whole anti-bullying thing and they still do it. It's like, grow up, move on. And it's unfortunate. I liked him as a commentator. I thought he would be able to grow more and be part of bigger events, but this whole situation is just stupid. And the fact they wanted to sign an agreement, a settlement, not to say what really happened, shows you that something really bad did happen. Yeah. And it really caused a guy to lose a job, basically. Granted, he's going on to different jobs, but he said that this was his dream job that he always wanted to do. And it's unfortunate, really. It's just sad.
Yeah, the only thing I'm not a huge fan of is like the jabs that he's doing on Twitter, like the indirect kind of pro wrestling. I mean, I guess that's all he can do, really. But it just seems like, why are you lighting a fire, you know? But anyways. Okay, on to our next story. Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis apparently are headed to WWE. Sportskeeda reports that the former Impact Wrestling stars are coming and specifically are headed to the SmackDown brand. PW Porch subsequently reported the news, citing their own sources, and says that the two were considering a possible Impact Wrestling return, but that WWE made a more appealing offer to them. Now, I'm a little surprised at this because of the history, if you guys know or not, but Kanellis and the Bellas apparently aren't on the greatest terms. Mm. And to my understanding, the Bellas blocked her from coming back a couple of years ago. I was always a fan of Bennett in Ring of Honor in the sense that I could see him going to WWE because he has that style. That's what made him great in ROH because of the fact, I don't know if you guys can hear that shit. Fucking neighbors upstairs. We're live. Fuck it. But because of the fact that he just had that style, you know what I mean? And I could eventually see him coming to the company. Him and Maria are kind of like that Ms. Marie's team. They're really good together. Carp, we're going to start with you first because I know you're a huge ROH fan like me. What are your thoughts on Mike Bennett and Maria coming to WWE?
I love it. And with both the Bellas gone, I'm pretty sure from what I'm hearing, Nikki needs another surgery. So that's going to put her back on the shelf. And Brie, I'm pretty sure she's going to be a stay-at-home mom. So that's going to deflect a lot of maybe some negative backstage issues that might arise from it. And Bennett, ever since I saw him, and then I saw him show up in TNA, I'm like, man, he should be in WWE. Like, maybe at the time, getting a little more refinement, I guess, for hard cam, because TNA does use a hard cam. So maybe he was thinking that. But to me, this couple, like an actual real married couple, like Miz and Maryse, obviously you have to make them heel. Don't make him the miracle. That shit's stupid. But give him a decent gimmick. And he was more than ready for WWE. So.
Yeah. Bio, are you familiar with Bennett at all? ROH? I don't know if you're a huge fan.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of his matches. He's very, very good in the ring. So I think with the addition of Maria, since she's returning, putting them on SmackDown Live could help SmackDown have some bigger name stars with the women's division and also have a upper mid-carder that could come in as well.
Yeah, Maria's got that edge to her now ever since she went into ROH, and she's not just that blonde idiot kind of dumbass interviewer role.
Yeah.
She can actually bring it, and she's got attitude. She's got the look. She's still super hot. So she's got all of that mixed together with Bennett. As I don't know if she wrestles a lot. Apparently, she might have wrestled on Impact, but I didn't see it. But yeah, I mean, she's just again, that Ms. Maurice kind of combo. He just having her on his arm there. It's a perfect mix, and I hope this is actually true, and he does go to SmackDown. I think it'd be kind of cool. All right, our last
with Miz and Maurice going to Raw, it would fill a void that's missing from SmackDown too.
That's true.
Yeah, because from the look of it, Rusev and Lana might not be together on SmackDown because like she's getting her own promo time. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
no idea where Rusev is right now.
Katie, do you know if they're going to be pushing Lana to wrestle now?
I would think so. I mean, why would she get like a whole separate thing? I think it kind of looks like she's going to be doing sort of the Emelina thing that didn't work out for Emma. And she's been doing live events for NXT. So I would think they would at least give her a shot to try to work in the ring now. So I'm looking forward to it.
Again, I apologize for my neighbors. Hopefully my dynamic mic doesn't pick up most of that background noise because they're literally having a Royal Rumble match on top of my fucking head. Jinder Mahal is set to become the leader of a stable. In the span of fucking 2 days, this guy who was Job Fest fucking king, who knocked Finn Balor out, you figure, okay, he's getting demoted. Instead, they put him over, winning the fucking six-pack challenge. He's now number one contender. I mean, there's no way they're putting a belt on him, but still. And apparently he's got the Bollywood boys with him. He's going to have this like Indian fucking stable. Like, I think it's interesting. SmackDown's the perfect brand to get just like this random guy to win. I've always been a believer of we need a random guy to win the Royal Rumble. So maybe this is a precursor to that. Hopefully. A bio. What do you think of this Jinder Mahal push?
It was definitely shocking, to say the least. I love the Bollywood boys making a group with him. And I read an article today that said that the reason why they're bringing and pushing all three men is because they're expanding into India more. They're trying to push the network in India. So there's your three Indian guys forming a stable. It was definitely something that, I guess, piqued my interest, wondering why they would do Jinder. But I think I like it because it's random. It's not something we expected.
Well, yeah, you could see the reaction from the fans when he won. They're like, what the fuck? It's just that what the fuck reaction, well, you know? Well,
even the six-pack challenge, it's like, who was going to win? Because it was six random guys that were mid-card guys. It's like,
you figure Zayn was getting it, though.
Zayn or Ziggler were the only two I could think of. Yeah.
Katie, what do you think about this Jinder Mahal push? I always thought like they could do... I thought they'd push that hard body gimmick thing. I thought that'd be kind of cool if he did like a Val Venus, but they're just pushing him as the classic heel. Now he's got henchmen. What do you think?
I think it's good. I mean, it's somebody new and fresh getting a push. You need to try to make new stars. And like, I don't see him getting the title either, but it's somebody new, fresh getting the title shot. And you never know. This could help make someone. A lot of people that were in stables, they sort of became bigger stars out of that. I mean, like a Triple H. Not saying he's going to be next Triple H, but yeah, no. It could be. You know, I like the fresh person getting into the mix.
One thing I really...
Three-man band taking over.
We're not going to get too much into Jinder because I think he's going to be one of my keeps there. So we're going to actually go straight to the Keep, Toss, or Improve, and we're going to do our Keep, Toss, or Improve for Raw. Raw was pretty impactful this week. I enjoyed it a lot more than I usually do. Karp, let's start with you. Keep, Toss, or Improve for Raw.
Keep that awesome ref bump when the ring exploded. Like, I remember like the last ring explosion, the ref kind of just like fell like, eh. This one, he's like rolled out of the ring and like they're carting him off. I mean, I knew the ring explosion was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of when.
Because we've seen it before, right?
Yeah. But they made Braun look so good, which, like, I know Vince thinks his fans don't remember past 2 months. But 2 months ago, I remember Braun jobbing to Roman Reigns. And now Braun puts on an amazing friggin' performance against The Big Show. Like, how are you not going to have... And I know they're not going to let him beat Roman again at Payback. I hope I'm wrong, but you know, Roman comes back with the separated shoulder and the broken ribs and still beats the big man who destroyed the Big Show, basically. You know.
Yeah.
It was I mean Braun looked amazing. Braun's my highlight for Raw. So
yeah. I mean, the only thing is, like, a couple weeks earlier you make him look like a total pussy backing off from Brock Lesnar. He's fucking losing matches, but at least maybe they have, like, just they got a second win with him, and they might push this guy. Hopefully, worst case, if he does lose to Roman, because Roman gets that Taker push, you can't have him job now. It's a tough situation, but at least try to make him look pretty strong in that match. But yeah, I mean, you got to talk. One of the most improved wrestlers is Braun Strowman. He went from green fucking garbage to, like, headlining TV shows and getting reactions out of people. So again, that ring bump, the ring spot was, you know, predictable, but it's still impactful and it gets the job done every time. So it was a very good spot to end the show. Bio, keep Doster improved for Raw.
I think I'll have to continue on with Braun Strowman. Just the whole night, first attacking, was it Golden Truth?
Yeah.
Throwing Kalisto gold dust garbage through the... or whatever. Oh man, somebody made a Donald Trump reference to that. What was it? What culture saying that Vince McMahon and Donald Trump are friends and throwing the luchador in the trash?
Yeah, Mexicans in the garbage. Oh, no.
Yeah. Braun's greatly improved, but I'd also like to keep the fact that he now has a t-shirt, and I think that's going to be my merch whore within the next week or two.
Wow, you're going to buy his t-shirt.
There you go. It says Monster Among Us, and it has his face. It looks like Sasquatch. It's really cool.
I'm curious how many people would buy a Strowman shirt.
It's definitely a simple design, but I think since it's his first shirt, well, it'll sell, especially since he's the number one baby face on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, because the last week, he took out fucking Roman. Thank you, Braun. Okay. Katie, keep Dawson proof for Raw.
Yeah. I'm going to go to keep, and that's Jeff Hardy and Cesaro's match. It was the first time, I think, ever they fought in a ring, and I really liked the match. It was fun. And it still blows my mind that the Hardys are back in WWE, but it was enjoyable, and their tag match coming up, I think, is going to be really good, and it's just been fun having them back the last couple weeks, so I really enjoyed the match a lot.
Yeah, you know what? What I'm looking forward to is whenever they decide, because apparently rumor mill there, we didn't add that, but rumor mill is the Matt Hardy thing is going to get ironed out. WWE is talking with Impact Wrestling to use that character and that gimmick. And to me, I hope they do it sooner than later, because you already see that kind of initial buzz wear off quickly. And I am very much looking forward to a Matt Hardy, like, broken Matt Hardy promo. I think it would get mad over, especially with the Smark fans. You can see there, they would absolutely love it.
I think the article I read said that they're trying to offer them lump sum to use the gimmick, because Vince McMahon knows that Team Extreme thing isn't going to last forever.
Yeah.
That the nostalgia is going to wear off sooner rather than later.
And it makes sense for the guys from Impact Wrestling to do it. I mean, they're not coming back to the company. You know, make a bit of cash off it. Even if it's like that and like, I don't know, because McMahon doesn't like doing royalty deals. He likes to buy stuff out. I'm sure they can throw a number out there that they'll be fine with. So here's hoping to that happening really soon. All right, that's a keep Dawson. I'm going to agree with Katie. I really like that Cesaro Hardy match. All right, on to SmackDown, keep Dawson improve. So for me, the SmackDown keep is going to be Jinder Mahal's promo. Like, I just never liked this guy. I thought he was just a waste of time. But just going with that classic anti-American gimmick works. Kevin Owens doing the same thing. It's working too. And I thought he brought it. He's finally getting an opportunity. People were very shocked that he is. But let's see what happens. You know, even if it's a one pay-per-view thing. It's cool that this show is now known for giving people opportunities. So my keep's going to be his promo. Katie, what's your keep, toss, or improve?
I'm going to stick with Kevin Owens as my keep, doing the made Face of America Open Challenge.
Yeah.
I really hope he does these every week because it worked well with John Cena. It could work well with him on a different scale. And his whole entrance with his face on the Titantron and on the floor. I was just like, that's just awesome.
The guy,
I really love that. I hope he does it every week.
Yeah, he's classic heel, you know, and he's playing right to the anti-American gimmick. I wonder if he thought of that, the Face of America thing. I'm sure he did because he's a very, very creative dude. Bio, your keep, toss, or improve?
My improve would be the Bad Girls Club with Natty, Tamina, and Carmella.
Okay.
I understand their frustration character-wise with having Charlotte come in and immediately get a title shot, but I think they should have beat Charlotte up or something. Do something different besides the high school, I don't like you, so I'm going to stand in your way bullshit stuff.
But the only thing... go ahead, Katie.
No, I was going to say, I think that's coming next week because the title is next week, and I think they all don't want her to be champion, so they all may cost the match or something like that. I think that's what will happen.
Do you think that causes Charlotte to become face, though, for the sympathy?
Maybe. I like her as a heel, though, but really, who's the face on it? Naomi and Becky, so... It might even out if they turn her face, just have three top faces and the three heels.
Yeah, I mean, they could put her as a tweener as well. That's kind of what they're doing with AJ right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carp, key, toss, or improve?
Katie in Old School said it best. The new faces of America are not Americans.
Yes, you know, sir.
Mahal's basically saying, you know, you bunch of ignorant Americans playing up the classic heel, like Iron Sheik heel style, you know. Anti-American, and then just Kevin Owens like speaking French on top of that to the crowd to piss them off even more. Love it. There's not much else to say. Maybe it's because I'm Canadian, and I do believe that a Canadian should be in the White House right now.
Oh, Trudeau's a douche. What are you talking about?
No, not
about?
Trudeau.
Okay.
The, what's his name? Who ran?
O'Leary?
No, in the States. He was Trump's.
Oh, Bernie Sanders?
Against Trump, but he was born in Alberta. He was born in Alberta.
Oh, Rick Cruz?
No. Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, that's it.
Yeah, that's a joke I was trying to make, but I forgot the guy's name. Anyways.
You'd rather that guy? Isn't he like a religious nut or whatever?
No, but he's a Canadian. Get it?
He's the Zodiac Killer.
He's legally
he's
born
the Zodiac
Canadian.
Killer. It's amazing.
He was legally born in Alberta, I believe. So
dual citizen or whatever, and forgot he was Canadian.
But you know, playing up to that attempted joke, which I totally botched, like Nia Jax did last week to Charlotte's face.
Oh yeah, actually, Katie, what do you think about that massive like? What do you think of our opinion on that match? It looks like she gassed out big time with Charlotte.
Yeah, that wasn't that good. I laughed, actually. In the end, I was like, oh, geez. Honestly, Nia Jax, she could stand for more improvement, I think, work. But she has potential there. But she does, seems to me, she gets a little gassed out, like you guys said.
Yeah.
But I think she has potential. They wanted to be like this, play the strong, sort of domineering person, and she does. But she looks tired all the time. So she could stand for more improvement, definitely.
Yeah, she's got to work on that cardio. Okay, let's get into what's on the network.
I'm the champion of the universe.
I got to get a clip for that. So that's going to be the clip for now. Okay, so Monday, if you guys missed it, WWE came out with a new episode of Ride Along. Cruiser Control, and from the two people I saw there, I believe it was Jack Gallagher and who was the second one?
Well, he was with Kendrick.
It was Kendrick, yeah. It was Kendrick and Gallagher. That was I don't know the other pair, but it was those. I'm guessing it's another cruiserweight guy. Anyway, because Katie hasn't seen it either. We talked about it pre-show, so check that out with at least Kendrick and Gallagher, which should be an interesting car ride. And Friday, if you guys want to check it out as well, WWE's coming out with a Beyond the Ring, which is their kind of DVD series, straight out of Dudleyville. So it's the Dudley Boys is DVD. Very cool. I'm going to check that out.
I'm going to check that out as well. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I wanted to check it out when it came out on DVD. So looking forward to that. Those are the two things on the network for this week. On to Merch Horror, which is here.
Merch Horror.
All right. Anything? Anybody have anything that they've purchased that they'd like to discuss?
I have AJ Mendez Brooks next new book, Crazy is My Superpower.
Cool.
And I'm on chapter 9. And it's a very good book. She talks a lot about her childhood and her upbringing in like pretty much the first half of the book. And she definitely dealt with a lot with her mother with bipolar. And of course, she has it now. It was definitely a struggle for her. Right now, I'm just up to the part where she's training to wrestle and everything. So it's a very good book. I'm hearing a lot of good things about it. Everybody else is loving it. I wanted to get it. Obviously, I also have the audio version as well. I like her telling it, narrating it herself. You could actually hear the emotion in her voice on certain things. So it's definitely a must read book.
So she's a good, what's it called? Not book reader, but what's the term? Book reader, whatever. she does a good job reading her own book.
I heard she knows how to read real well.
Read the book.
She reads the books.
Yeah, she definitely makes fun of herself a lot. And she has a lot of sense of humor in the book of her upbringing and wrestling and things like that. So I think that's brought her on well. You definitely, when she was wrestling, she was very entertaining to watch. She had a good run when she was there. So and she's working on a second book as well. So that'll definitely probably be a continuation of what she's doing in her life now. But it's definitely a good read.
Yeah, I actually picked it up too. I was going to wait for your review, but then I was curious and the price was right. It was around $13 on Kindle. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll get it. And I'm at the beginning too with the childhood stuff. She's interesting enough. She doesn't have a ghostwriter. She's done it herself. And she did a really good job with this.
Yeah, because I think she wanted to major in like journalism or something in NYU, something like that with writing. She wanted to write screenplays. So she's definitely likes doing the writing part.
Yeah, no, you could tell she's, I definitely see this as a second career for her. She's a great writer, like Mick Foley level, really good, very entertaining. Okay, anybody else? Anybody else buy anything?
Oh, I bought Speak Out for us to play during all beer plays, but Habs game was more important, so.
Yeah, no, for sure. So Habs playoff game, yeah, we can push Speak Out by one episode there. We'll be okay. All right, next on to feedback, email, and tweets. I made the call out to the chat room and GroupMe. Let us know, voicemail, emails, bio. Has anybody responded?
We have one email this week.
Okay, guys, we have five likes on my post there. You know, we'll give you a week because I said maybe a little last minute, but next week, guys, I want to hear your voicemails. Don't be shy. Send them in. I'll play them. And send emails too or whatever. Don't be shy, guys. All right, so what's our email for this week?
Well, it's our returning emailer, the new one from last week.
Oh,
says,
cool.
Greetings. Yeah, it's from Mikey Misfit. Says, greetings, Wrestlecasters. Thanks for reading my email last week. It was greatly appreciated. I will keep the momentum going with some more questions I had on my mind from this week. My first question is about Luke Harper. Do you think that there is any interest into his character's past before he became a member of the Wyatts? If you were on creative for SmackDown Live, what story arc would you write for Luke Harper to help the character develop into a top-tier superstar?
I guess I'll start. Everybody's going to hate because they hated last time. I'd shave his beard and make him a corporate shill to start. Just completely change his character. Shave the beard, put him on Raw, make him like a Stephanie McMahon shill, put him in a fucking suit, and maybe just get him a new pair of jeans or whatever so he doesn't have...
You know that dummy yeah sound clip you're playing? You should be playing that for yourself right now.
I'm telling you, it just makes no... There's too many fucking big dudes with beards that like don't fucking wear nice clothes, you know? Like there's too many of them already. Make the guy unique. The way to make this guy unique, shave the beard, put him in a suit. Fucking, he looks like he's getting in better shape too. And I think this guy can talk. Let him talk. Completely revamp this guy. That's what I say.
I've seen him live at indie shows without the beard. He looks like a fucking child. Like he's got a baby face. So definitely maybe trim it, but don't shave it. Like Kevin Owens just shaved. You don't need another guy shaving his beard who had a big, big burly beard. He can talk. For sure he can talk. I mean, he's cut promos. He's cut the creepy ass promos without Bray, like against Bray. And as for building his backstory, I mean, he used to do the alligator role, so maybe he could have been an alligator wrestler back in the day. Got injured.
Bring him back as Skinner.
Got injured. Bray healed him with Sister Abigail's powers and brainwashed him. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Katie or Bile, you guys have any thoughts?
I really wouldn't know his backstory. I mean, Bray Wyatt pretty much has like the most interesting with Sister Abigail, but I like Luke Harper the way he is now. I mean, he's definitely gotten better shape, and I think he's the better wrestler out of all three, four, whatever. But I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't change him. I mean, he deserves a push, but it's hard. I'm not that creative.
I think if Bray Wyatt was still on SmackDown, it would have been a lot easier, because then you could have the conflict with Bray about who he truly is versus who Bray brainwashed him to be. Right now, it's hard. Like, you can't, unless you swap him to Raw and do that, it's going to be very hard to go back with that storyline.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for the email, Mikey Misfit and Carp.
We're going to get to. Hey, sorry. Go ahead. He's got two more questions.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
you're cutting him off. He even shouts you out in the third one.
So. Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Continue then.
All right. So we'll go with the second one. He says, here's my second question. Now that we have a new roster of superstars for Raw and SmackDown Live, who would you like to see hold the WWE Championship and Universal Championship by the end of SummerSlam?
Ooh. AJ Styles and the SmackDown brand. Give the belt back on him. He's perfect for that. I like him better with a belt on Raw. I'd give it to The Miz. I think The Miz needs to be elevated to title, and I can't believe I'm saying that. But yeah, this guy is fucking money. Put the belt on him. And let him hold it for a bit and just do his cheat to win shit and have somebody chase. Have Roman chase, you know. The thing is, they boo Roman again. So, like, there's no winning with Roman. He's eventually going to get the belt, but I think a Miz-Roman storyline would be fun. Bio.
I think for me, for Raw Universal title, I think Braun Strowman. He seems like he's more over with the crowd. He's definitely a contender to face Brock Lesnar. You would make it's believable that he could beat Brock Lesnar. SmackDown, as long as it's off Randy Orton, I don't care. I would be perfectly fine with Jinder Mahal being champion over Randy Orton. Randy Orton is boring. Jinder Mahal's got the character going. He's got the Bollywood boys as his heaters. Put it on Jinder. I'd like to see Jinder as champion.
That would be the fucking surprise of the decade, man. Katie, what are your thoughts?
Well, for Raw, I wouldn't mind Finn Balor getting the title back if it's around SummerSlam, sort of a redemption thing, how he never really had run with it because of his injury. And for SmackDown at that time, I guess probably AJ. He's been good with the title. AJ or Kevin Owens, yeah. Should he lose to his title before then.
Yeah. Carp, who do you see having the title for SummerSlam?
On SmackDown, for me, it's between Miz and Finn. As long as they get Roman out of the title hunt.
Hold on, Miz is on Raw.
So is Finn.
Raw.
Yeah, so is Finn.
I thought you said SmackDown, though.
Yeah, you said SmackDown.
On Raw. Sorry, on Raw. Dummy. Miz. Yeah. I'm going to beat you up in real life.
He knows where I am.
Yeah, so on Raw.
And he knows where he works, so I mean.
I mean, Miz, what he did on SmackDown, to me, them moving him over to Raw means he's up for bigger and better things. Finn, give him a run, have him feud with Bray, demon versus darkness type guy, you know, storylines built there. SmackDown, I mean, any of the amazing wrestlers they have who are much better than Randy Orton, like Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn or even
Mojo
Luke Harper.
Raleigh.
No. No.
I fucking hate that guy.
He doesn't get hype. He stays hyped.
I mean, if they could somehow build a title picture with Zayn and Owens and end it in a ladder war like they did in Ring of Honor, I'm set.
It's interesting how none of us said Nakamura.
Well, not for SummerSlam, no, but by WrestleMania. Quick, yeah. By WrestleMania, I would have him in the title hunt, if not the champ at, let's say, Rumble.
Styles versus AJ for the WWE title.
Styles versus AJ versus Zayn versus Owens. ICW's wet dream.
for the United States Championship. Got it.
All right, next question. Does he have another question there? Or?
Yeah, it says third question is for Mr. Old School.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Says, will the Jays get out of this awful slump, or is this an indicator of how the season will play out for them? Oh, I need some optimism, please.
Yeah.
This guy's great.
I don't fucking know what's going on. I mean, they got two. I know this ain't a Blue Jay podcast, but I'll go quickly. Two of their starting pitchers are fucking injured. Their bats are shit. I don't know if they kind of picked up today. I was watching a bit of the game before it started, so I'm hoping I'm hoping they're picking up because they're too at 2-10. Shinnate can't last long because if they start keep losing like that, they got to pick up quickly. They got the talent, so I just they're not firing on all cylinders right now.
You want to fix that to 2-11, by the way.
Oh, fuck, they lost again?
Yeah. And so they're on pace for 40 wins.
What did they lose tonight?
7-8 final.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh.
Because they were up 2-0 when I started watching. Well, you check that out. Let's finish his email.
He said, always looking in from the outside. Mikey Misfit.
Mikey Misfit coming again this week. Appreciate the content, man. Awesome. Everybody else has to step up now. You got to match the Misfit. There you go. All right, let's close our show. Plugs, final thoughts. We'll start with the lady, Katie, First Lady.
No, I just want to say it's good to be back on. I really like this format of the new show. Fun. I like that we talk news and we get to pick what we like from both shows because it's always been hard.
Yeah, exactly. Changing it up a little bit.
It's been good, and I just like talking with you guys. So hopefully I'll be on every week from now on. I'll try, but, you know, life gets in the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get
and
that.
You could follow me. Yeah. And you can follow me at Katie First Lady.
At Katie First Lady on Twitter. Biohazard plugs, final thoughts. Go ahead.
This week's episodes of Raw and SmackDown were really good compared to weeks prior. You can find me on Twitter at Biohazard_FTV.
Killer Carpe Diem. Plugs, final thoughts.
Yeah, good week of wrestling as per usual. And for wrestling, you could always find StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members to play the games and win DVDs. I mean, don't you want to win DVDs, even if you're a minimalist like Mr. Old School? I think you still like to win a DVD.
Hey, it's free. Why not?
And exactly, it's free. We don't even have ads on the website. That's how free it is. Then for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem as well, at CFL Easy Picks will probably be back in the next 2 months because that's when the CFL season is starting. And we recorded an All Beer Inside this past weekend, editing and all that jazz. If I'm over with that, hopefully it'll be out sometime by next week.
We had a lot of fun during that episode too. It's one of my favorites, like, of the recent 5 or 6.
And it was one of our shorter ones too, I found. So
yeah, it was good. All right, so we're going to debut a new segment next week. It's called Future Endeavored. That's going to be on just before the plugs and final thoughts. So get your Future Endeavor people ready. For me, two words, Eric Rowan. All right. Yeah, reach us. Biohazard, what is the contact information? I think I put it on the
email. No, I had to unmute myself. Email wrestlecast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at wrestlecast or facebook.com/wrestlecast.
Don't be shy. Give us your feedback. That's it for this week of wrestling. Keep watching and keep listening.